So let's go through a couple other potential issues with tumor lysis syndrome in addition to uric acid. Maybe you can talk about potassium.
Sure. So potassium obviously is a big issue when you have tumor lysis. It leads to cardiac dysrhythmias, which is the most dreaded complication of high potassium. And unfortunately, patients who have chronic kidney disease at baseline are much more susceptible to this. This is where we really need to keep up the urine flow. So it's very important in tumor lysis to have a urine output of at least 100 milliliters per hour is what's recommended. So you generally, with isotonic saline, the more flow you have going through the kidney, the more potassium you can excrete. So that's very important to maintain urinary flow. The problems occur when patients start getting oliguric, worsening renal function. That's when you may need the nephrologist to institute some kind of renal replacement therapy or dialysis at that point.
So getting back to your melanoma patient, I see he had a potassium at one point of 6.4. Did he have any clinical consequences?
So he did not have any clinical consequences at that time. Dialysis was started fairly rapidly with improvement in his electrolytes. He did get ribosomal uric acid, did come down, but unfortunately his kidneys never really recovered and he developed multi-organ failure thereafter, yeah.